Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as we continue to celebrate our 10th anniversary. Happy anniversary to my organization. We got anniversaries coming up for a lot of our Brain Trust members, including the one who's with us this half hour, our good friend Barbara Weltman. Sometime in the 30th of March will be our 10th anniversary. She's been with us over 9 years, almost 10 years so far. And you know Barbara as one of the world's experts on small business taxes. She's the author of the whole series of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, those books, including 2007 and 2008, which will be out very soon, and a number of other books, including The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting a Home-Based Business, and also a book on eBay, an outstanding book on eBay, and lots of other stuff. She has a dynamite website, and she's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. The 2008 J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes this week.
All right.
And a copy is on its way to you, Jim.
Thank you very much. and folks, you heard it here first on the Small Business Advocate Show. I have really enjoyed you guys about Barbara's work. She does such excellent work. And also, folks, don't forget, when you use AskJim.biz, she's all over that website. She's contributed so many outstanding answers to AskJim.biz, so check that out when you get a chance. Barbara, thank you for almost 10 years of excellent support of all the things that we do.
It's a pleasure.
And we've been covering the tax issues, many other things as well, but mostly we've been talking about, you've helped us to understand some of the key tax planning things that we need to pay attention to in the area of just tax planning, but also retirement plans, those kinds of things, haven't you?
I try.
Yeah. And so what's on your mind today?
Well, I thought it would be fun for everybody to sort of compare where we are today in small business taxes versus where we were when I was first on your show.
Have you done homework? Have you been doing homework, Barbara?
Yes. For you.
See, she's just that kind of person, folks. Go ahead.
So, right now, for 2007, if you buy equipment and place it in service before the end of the year, you can opt to expense the cost up to $125,000, which instead of having to depreciate it over a number of years. In 1998, the limit was $18,500.
Barbara, it had just been initiated.
Well, it was just a few years before that they had just started it,
okay,
and then increased it a little
long.
Bit. Yeah, 18, it was really 18, pretty new then.
18,000, yeah. So it's gone up about 100,000.
It's gone up, more than 100,000.
Oh, that's right, 125 now, isn't it? Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And another provision, currently self-employed people can deduct 100% of their health coverage as an above-the-line deduction. It's still not a business deduction, but it doesn't have to be itemized. There is a bill pending that would make it a business deduction, but that, I don't know how successful that will be. Well, back in when I started, you could only deduct 45% of your health coverage above the line.
Right. Now 100%.
Now 100%, yes.
And do you have HSAs in your list there?
Well, they didn't exist back then.
Right.
HSAs, yes, were not there. And another thing that wasn't there was the domestic production activities deduction.
Right.
That didn't exist back then.
Tell us what that means.
Yeah. Now, the domestic production activities deduction is a no-cost write-off that you get just because of the kind of business that you're in. If your business makes, extracts, builds, erects, produces just about anything domestically.
Including intellectual property.
There are certain things that do qualify, yes. And if you do that, you get a deduction. This year, it's 6% of essentially what your net income from that from those activities. It's huge because you don't have any cost outlay to be able to claim that benefit.
Right.
So that's a big write-off. And that didn't exist.
Is that so? That's
when
a
I
credit.
Started.
That's like a,
that's
a
deduction. That's a deduction.
Okay.
6% of.
But it's
net.
A free deduction. I mean, like you said,
it's
you
a free have, deduction.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because it's and just, the point she's making, folks, is if some people say, well, I'll just I won't mind spending that money because I'll just write it off. Well, folks, you're not in a 100% tax bracket. So it's going to cost you something, even though you can write it off. But what you're talking about right now is you didn't have to spend any money to get that.
No, it's just because of who you
6%.
Are, what you do.
Because you are small business, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, you're special.
You are special. That's right.
Go ahead.
Other things, you know, if you use your personal car for business this year, you can write off your mileage at the rate of 48.5 cents a mile. Back then, it was 32.5 cents a mile.
Mm-hmm. Of course, gasoline was a lot cheaper too.
Gasoline was a lot cheaper then.
So
that's,
we're not going to take complete credit. See, folks, my proposal is my position here is all these things that are improvements in your taxes are because Barbara and I have been talking about them for the last 10 years.
Absolutely.
That's the reason you have these things. And so we're taking credit for those. But I guess we kind of can't take credit for the gas thing because that's kind of a marginal type thing, isn't it?
Yeah, out of our control.
We are reasonable in our obnoxiousness, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead,
well, another thing, and this is not a good thing. This is sort of a negative thing. The wage base on which you base the Social Security portion of self-employment tax and FICA has gone up dramatically, right?
We fought the good fight on that one. We just weren't able to help it, though.
No, and it looks like it's getting worse because this year it's $97,500. Next year it's going up to $102,000.
Hmm.
Back when I started, it was only $68,400.
Hmm.
So that was a dramatic increase.
I hate to say this, Barbara, but when I started working I remember my first year in college when I started making any kind of money because I was selling on commission, the wage base that year, as I remember, was like $8,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's gone. Yep, up until 1992, it was rather modest, and then it started to escalate.
And some people are proposing. Of the Democrat persuasion, some people are proposing to take the lid off and make it available to all income.
That is true. That is true and very scary.
All these wonderful things that you've gotten from a tax standpoint, folks, all because of the Small Business Advocate Show, me and Barbara Weltman working on it all these years. You're welcome. We do what we can. 20 after. Stay with us.
Jim, Renee Grant Williams here, author of Voice Power, Using Your Voice to Captivate, Persuade, and Command Attention, something you certainly do. I want to congratulate you on your first decade anniversary. I look forward to being part of your show for many, many more years to come. All the best to you and Devonna.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you, Renee Grant Williams, and... Folks, we got some outtakes from some of those that we're going to have some fun with in the future. One of the best ones was from Renee, so I promise you, we're gonna make sure that you that there's some funny ones in there that you've already heard probably, but there's some others that are really funny and we're going to be incorporating those into the programming in the weeks and months ahead and most of them are poking a little fun at me, so stand by for that. I promise you, you'll be benefiting from some of this obnoxiousness. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's our good friend, the author of so many of the J.K. Lasser's books over the years, all of the small business tax books, including the current one that you can use right now for this year, 2007, the J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes 2007, and the 2008 edition for next year is on the newsstands, on the bookstores right now, right, Barbara?
What? Actually, the 2008 is the book that you're going to be using to figure out your 2007 returns.
See, this is why
so
Barbara's here, folks.
The new book, it's out and ready.
All right. See, this is why she's here, because I don't get it right all the time, and she always does. She's always here to correct me and to fix me. Barbara, you got a new project going on too. You got a radio show of your own. Tell us about it.
It's going to be starting in January, and it's called Build Your Business, and it's going to be an internet-based show Mondays from 4 to 5 New York time. It's going to start January 7th.
And how can they find it?
Well, go to my website, BarbaraWeltman.com, and you'll be able to link through to the site. It's not up yet, but it's there's space there. It's easy to find.
So keep looking for that, folks. As you know, if Barbara does it, it'll be good. Barbara, you and I have done so many wonderful things for small business over the last 10 years, haven't we? Helping them hold their taxes down. It really warms my cockles to be able to do things like that for small business, don't you think?
Well, we try.
What are some other wonderful things that we've done for small business with regard to taxes?
Well,
have you talked about capital gains?
Now, I'm going to talk about retirement plans,
okay,
which is that, back then there was no such thing as a solo 401k, and the limits that you could put into a profit-sharing plan were $30,000, and now we're up to $45,000 and many, many opportunities with to put a lot more away to shelter your earnings into a qualified retirement plan.
Here's why this is a big deal, Barbara. There are so many small business owners out there that work so hard for so many years, putting every nickel they can put into their business to grow their business. And they finally get it going. They finally get it doing well. And then finally, after a while, they actually start making some serious money. But they find themselves pushed hard by to retirement age. And they need the opportunity to catch up for all those years that they were feeding their business, don't they?
Well, that's true.
And there is an opportunity to
add more income. There are so many options now for saving in a qualified plan, and there's certainly one that would fit everybody's needs.
Right. And how many are there? There are a couple of dozen different plans, aren't there? I mean, there's a bunch of them.
Oh, sure. There are different plans. There are, for example, a small business today that would want to get started with some kind of plan, but the business doesn't have a lot of money to contribute, could look at something like a simple plan, where it's funded primarily by employees' salary, elective contributions, and the mm-hmm. business only has to make certain minimum amounts. But if the owner wants to put away a lot for him or herself, then he has to look for other kinds of plans. And as I mentioned, one of the great opportunities that didn't exist when we started talking was a solo 401k, which is if mm-hmm. you work by yourself as a self-employed person, you can still put away a lot of money.
This is such an important 21st century device. These new programs are so tied to the way the marketplace, the people work in the marketplace these days, aren't they, Barbara?
Oh, absolutely.
And we've got to get more of these types of constructs into our tax system, Barbara, and get rid of some of these 20th century dinosaurs.
Well, I think the people really have to take a look at it. They have to sit down with their tax advisors and see which option is best.
Right. And now there's some that you have to... The crazy thing about some of these, though, Barbara, is that they all have different dates of effectiveness, and that's the tricky part, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There are different dates on the deadline for setting them up, the deadline for making contributions, the deadline for making the elective contributions versus the employer contributions. So you have to watch all of the deadlines, and you can really get into a lot of trouble if you make mistakes. So you got to do things right.
Absolutely. And of course, folks, if you check out Barbara's book, J.K. Lasher's Small Business Taxes 2008, that'll be the one that you'll use for your 2007 taxes, right, Barbara?
That's correct.
Okay. Barbara, give us your website, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
And they can find more about your books there, can't they?
They can find out about my books, my idea of the day they can get by email,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And my monthly online newsletter.
All those things, folks. Check it out. It's top-shelf stuff. Barbara, thank you so much for being such a strong supporter of all the things that we do over all these years.
Oh, it's been great for me.
Yeah, thanks. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, as you know. Going to take a quick break, right back with Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Jimmy to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.